He wasn't sure if it was the light of dawn or the screech of the seagull that woke him. His sleep, although brief in those dark hours of the early morning, had been deep. Only moments before, he had been dreaming about Asahif, who was dead, and realizing that in his dream, it had brought him to tears. When he opened his eyes, he discovered his cheeks were moist. Perhaps as his unconscious and conscious states interfused, it was not the dawn that woke him after all. He had actually cried himself awake. He found himself weak and lachrymose, even in his dream. All the more reason he must avenge his brother Asahif's death. His very manfulness depended on it, and so did his family. Allah had been faithful to him these 3 days of reconnaissance. He had kept the waters off the shore of Antigua calm, and the boat had scarcely rocked. But because his bed had only been made of a blanket on the boat's fiberglass floor, almost every bone in his body was aching. Still, he was not deterred. He was strong, not weak. He had not consumed even a morsel over the 2 previous days that he kept watch. Food was the last thing on his mind. Fasting always made him stronger in will, more disciplined, less distracted. He had, however, taken the necessary sips of water to help keep him hydrated. As the boat had no cabin for shelter, his skin, the color of burnt umber, tingled in pain from the sun beating down on him. But it was nothing he hadn't experienced before. Considering the merciless desert sun that had scorched him nearly every day of his 31 years. It just seemed to be a different kind of sun. Maybe the humidity and the ultraviolet rays reflected off the ocean's waters made that difference. For those 2 days, he had scarcely taken his eyes off the shoreline as he took account of his prey's routine from early morning until he disappeared inside at dusk. This day he would do the same, assuring his target indeed had a routine that would give him time and opportunity without having to do any guesswork and rush the task. The taking of a life should not be done hurriedly. His patience and persistence would pay off. If Allah would continue keeping the waters calm, he would not miss. For the first time in his life, he was going to kill someone. And it was someone he'd never even seen before. Revenge had sat in his heart far too long. It was now time to unleash it. Zufar had only recently learned the man's name and where to find the infidel who had killed his brother. Asahif and he, only 2 years apart, had grown up close, played together, prayed together, attended the same university, and together joined the cause. They had lost 2 of their friends and an uncle to the American bombs, and yes, there were tears back then as well. But they had felt shame for those tears. A noble death should be a time for rejoicing. Their uncle and friends had given their lives for Al-Qaeda, and were now receiving their rewards. It was Asahif who had become the rising star. He was the anointed one, recognized by their order for his intellect and charisma, and as the one who would follow in the footsteps of the great Osama bin Laden. He was even touted by bin Laden as the Muslim Messiah, the very one who could be the caliph, ultimately even succeeding the Prophet Muhammad.